Today on the 24th elected meeting, attendance for all here, all present, all councils.
Recording in progress.
Item two is confirmation minutes from previous elected meeting on the 15th February 2024. Recommendations there, some would like to move. Councillor Green, Councillor Post. Any discussions? No against? Carried. Item three, adoption of the annual report, financial statement for 2023-24. The recommendations there, some would like to move. Councillor Bradford, Councillor Newbury. You've all perused the statement, I guess. No questions? No against? Carried. Item four, adoption of the order of report for 2023-24. Recommendations there. Councillor Close. Councillor Green. No questions? No against? Carried. Item five, adoption of the Shire's President's report. The recommendations there, some would like to move. Councillor Close, Councillor Grant. Any questions? No against? Carried. Item six, adoption of the Chief Executive Officer report. Recommendations there. Mover, Councillor Green. Seconder, Councillor Newbury. No questions? No against? Carried. Item seven, general business of business of question of the Shire President approved by the electors. Is there any question from the board? Yeah, Councillor.
Is it on?
It should be on, Kate.
Okay. The trees in Lake Polaris that down the Arnhem south, east of the Caltex or Shell service station, I'm sort of hoping we'll get a really big rain from this storm that's up there and we'll get a rush of water coming through Lake Polaris. But I suspect that it's all going to get held up in those trees. They need thinning out or something so that it doesn't change the course of the river or whatever it is, the creek or whatever. But I think they need to be thinned down because they'll collect quite a bit of debris if we get a really good rainstorm. Next one is, there are trees being installed in Southern Cross, being planted, that are mostly gum trees. And in this day and age, I think we should be thinking more about putting trees in that are not so explosive. If we were to ever get a fire here, we might be in a bit of trouble. There was a policy of getting rid of all the river gums in Southern Cross. That's not happening anymore, and there was one, a limb fell off a tree this last rain we had, or last wind, and I think that they're becoming a problem again, and we need to have something done about them. And number four, I go out to Cooley every day, and the signs on the side of the roads are all fallen over, apart from five. They're on the edge of the road, some of them, and they're a bit of a problem for traffic. And if I blow a tyre, you're going to pay for it. So, what's the thought? And that's it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Councillors got any questions? Councillor Rose?
No, nothing from me.
Do you want us to respond to those questions or take them on notice?
I think we should take them on notice and deal with them with the entire council. Because we can't really explain until somebody goes in and look at those issues. I don't know, I've got a car, you drive around the shop, and there's a lot of signs that have rusted off the bottom and fallen over. But it's taken time to replace them all, okay. And I know we've been chaff shortages that probably creating a problem a little more than it really is. All right, if there's nothing else, I'll declare the link meeting closed. Thank you very much for your attendance. And we'll see you next Thursday. Thursday week, actually.
The recording stopped.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, everyone. See you later. See you later. Bye.